Hi, I'm Michelle Morvan in the marketing department of Callaway's Nursery. Dallas-Fort Worth is our home. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, and good morning, everybody. Welcome to our program this morning. Kind of cloudy, kind of cool out there, kind of windy. Very windy. Going to get windier. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's talk gardening today. I'm Neil Sperry. I've been doing this commercially since 1978 and with the Extension Service for 7 years before that, since 1970. So I feel like I know the answers if you'll ask the questions. And I love the questions that I haven't had before. Those are the ones that are the most fun, the most challenging. Phone number for our program, our live program this Sunday morning, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Mike Bass is running my boards and engineering the program and doing all the important things and answering the phones. You'll talk to Mike first, and then he'll get you screened and going on the air. If you're looking for basketball scores, not here. That's the wrong place to call. You'll look those up on your smartphone or somewhere else. If you want gardening information with no bias to it, I am middle of the road. If there's an organic control that works equally well, I'm going to tell you that. I do have concern for the environment, but I also have concern for your plants and your success and your pets and you and your produce. So give me a call and I'll be glad to help you. It is 800-288-9227. I've shortened my program by an hour so that I can go to church with my family reliably on Sundays and have a little bit of time with them, and I'm looking forward to that very much. So otherwise everything I do, I still do. Don't plan to retire anytime soon, and even though I've been doing this for a while. So that's the game plan for the program today. Call early. Don't wait till the end of the hour to call. Call now. We have open lines at 800-288-9227. We begin the program every Sunday morning by visiting with Stephen Hayden, horticulturist with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And Stephen and I both think that there is a particular shrub that is just outstanding. And we're going to get to that in just a second, but I'll begin by asking, what's happening in the garden this week, Stephen? Thanks for joining me this morning.
Well, good morning to you, Neil. Yes, the garden is looking absolutely wonderful at the moment. The wisteria walk is at its peak. It's a joy to walk under the pendulous blooms dripping from the arbors. Bridal wreath spiraea is flowering, and the late blooming tulips are holding up well. We also have a good show of Iceland poppies and digitalis. And the flowering cherries are looking great as well. So
Iceland poppies are overlooked. They're beautiful. They seem kind of dainty when you get strong winds, but the colors are so bright and cheerful. And Stephen was worried. He mentioned to Mike when Mike set up the call just a few moments ago, Neil, in your electronic newsletter, you talked about the same plant I'm going to talk about. It's a different audience completely, and it's okay to shoot. Shout the merits of this shrub. It's an unsung hero as far as I'm concerned. Tell us what plant you're talking about.
It's a Chinese snowballer, you know, Viburnum macrocephalum. It's starting to bloom throughout the garden. And this large deciduous shrub is absolutely spectacular. It has 4 to 5 inch diameter snowball-like blooms, and they are made up of many small white flowers. These flowers start out lime green and fade to white. Some of the best examples of this plant are in the garden along University Drive, flanking the old garden gates. The shrub grows in average, medium moist soil. Well-drained soil is a must, and in full part shade. It grows best in these environments and grows to about 12 feet tall.
This plant's been around a long time. You'll see it in older neighborhoods. Landscape designers, landscape architects who are with it, using it, calling for it. You'll see a few nurseries offering it. You'll have to look for it. It is a viburnum, Chinese snowball viburnum, Chinese snowball. A lot of plants that get called snowball. This is viburnum macrocephalum. It starts macro, M-A-C-R-O, so you need to look that up and kind of maybe write that one down. If you want to look in my e-gardens on my website, just click on Neil Sperry and then click on eGardens, and the current issue features this plant. You can get the scientific name there. Now, Stephen is exactly right. This is a beautiful plant. What event do you want to highlight this week?
Well, one of the garden favorite events is in full flight. Butterflies in the Garden is here through the 14th of April in our Rainforest Conservatory. Guests will enjoy thousands of breathtaking exotic and native butterflies from around the world as they flutter through lush foliage and tropical flowers. Tickets for timed entry are available online at fwbg.org.
All right. And tell us again how long that lasts, April 14. So yes, folks need to get in and enjoy that, don't count on that being extended. See it during the real time and make sure you've seen it. Folks, I mentioned last week, I saw this on TV, a short segment that was done on one of the local TV stations, and the butterflies are spectacular. I have not been there this year, I want to get there. The butterflies are absolutely beautiful. They're unlike anything you see locally, just gorgeous. All right, what is the website to buy the tickets?
FWBG.org, the initials for Fort Worth Botanic
Garden. It is the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Just use the initials, FWBG.org. 24-hour information line, the phone number.
817-463-4160.
All right, Stephen, and then the location physically for folks who want to come out. Can you just come out and get, not necessarily into the butterfly exhibit? You might be lucky enough to get in, but you better not take that chance. But into the Botanic Gardens, or do you have to have tickets ahead of time for that as well?
No need to get tickets ahead of time. Members get into the garden free, and there's an entry fee for non-members, and that's available at the reception area. No advanced purchase needed for that.
All right, and how do they find you?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive, across from Trinity Park. As you're approaching the entrance on the left, be sure to glance left and see the Viburnum macrocephalum just before you get to the entrance. It's worth noting.
I kind of think it would be hard to miss.
It is, yes.
I love that shrub. I absolutely love that shrub. It's a beautiful plant, and you would use it pretty much where you would use a crepe myrtle for a big accent, except it's going to be in a little bit more shade, perhaps, than a crepe myrtle. It's that kind of a size and statement that it makes, except it blooms in the spring, early spring. So thank you, Stephen. Wonderful, wonderful report. Appreciate you, and we'll see you. Talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stephen Hayden from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by WhizQ Stone, another Fort Worth entity. Let me tell you about WhizQ Stone. Now, they're not open on Sundays. You go Monday through Saturday, and this time of year is a great time of year to go see the folks at WhizQ Stone. I hope you'll see Mike or Derek Wisnand while you're out there and say hi to them. You'll see why I get so excited talking about them. It's a father-son team, second and third generation in this business. And you can say to them, I hear you are really active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. They are leaders in that association. They are really active. That doesn't matter right now. I want to tell you about their business, WhizQ Stone. 22 acres in size. And in those 22 acres, they have compiled the most beautiful stone from some of the finest quarries in the Southwest. What kind of project are you working on? What kind of stone do you need? Are you putting in a patio? Are you putting in a walkway? Do you need paths? Do you need retaining walls or landscape boulders? River rock for a dry stream bed, or maybe just to accent. I use river rock often as a bed edging to accent my beds. Not in big, bold statements. I don't want to do that to a bed. I'll sink the river rock down in part way and just let it look like a natural form. Or maybe you're doing something for your pool. Maybe you want a fountain. All of these are places you use stone. You've heard me say it many times. You don't have your landscape finished until you have stone in your landscape. WhizQ Stone is the place to go. If you need help, doing some kind of the construction, they have access to names of the finest landscape contractors in North Texas. Now, let me paint the picture of where they are so you know where you're headed. It's a destination place. They can't bring samples to your home, not of 22 acres of stone, boulders as big as your car. Can't do that. You go to them. Whiskey Stone opens 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, in Southeast Fort Worth. Far Southeast Fort Worth, almost over to Arlington. That's at 4501 East Loop 820 South. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone.
I'm Jim Burton with Calloway's Nursery in McKinney. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Hey, that's my Calloway's. That's what I want you to say when you hear your local store and you hear your local person. That's what I just did. We live in McKinney, and that's the store I go to. Jim's my friend. He's the manager of that store. And so I hope when you hear your store called out like that, you'll say that to your friends or yourself. And that's why we do that, so you can get more familiar with your local Calloway's. They're all over the place. Good deal. Thank you, Jim. Let's start with Marilyn in Bedford, our first call today. Marilyn, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I have three Carissa Hollies in a north-facing landscape in front of my house. They're about 15 to 20 years old. Up until the last couple of years, they've been very full. Now they're really scraggly. They only have leaves on the ends of the branches. So I'm open for suggestions.
All right. I am replacing about 20 of mine that look the same way. The winter of February 21 took them back. They are the one holly that I had that did not make it through that winter very well. Most hollies were completely winter hardy to that, and I think that's probably what you're seeing.
Okay.
I've also had experience over the years, Marilyn, with Carissa hollies not doing as well in full baking sun. I didn't ask you if yours were exposed to the west sun up against a hot wall, but when you said the last couple of years, that meant that there were a lot of years where they did well, and that meant that if the hot baking wall was where they were living, that didn't matter to them. So I didn't consider that. I didn't think that was a factor. I think it's the cold damage, and they were wounded but not killed, and it's just taken a continuing toll. I have witnessed that in my own landscape. So I've replaced mine. I could have gone back in with more Carissa hollies, and you're not going to like my answer. Nobody does, but I love it. I went back in with the original dwarf Chinese hollies. They are like cast iron. They're just fabulous. And I have 30 of them on my driveway ready to be planted this week. So I hope you don't hate me for that comment, but it's a wonderful shrub. I don't sit in my shrubs, and so I'm fine with them. They've never hurt me. I have some by my front door that have been there 45 years, and I've never been hurt by them. And I have Carissa's on the other side, and they were in a little more protected environment, and that's why I think it was the cold. Those were not hurt by the cold.
Okay. So thank you very much.
I think that's what got it. You bet. Thanks for the call. All right, Mike in Springtown, you're coming up next. Stay with me. We have an open line now. Grab it while you can, folks. It's 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. It's yours if you hurry. Call now. Let me tell you about my book. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. In fact, there's a photo in my book of those two plants side by side across the front walk of our house. In the shrub chapter, and you can see that the dwarf Chinese hollies are just a little bit taller than the Carissa hollies, and you can see how they compare in appearance. They're both great plants, but I do think that Carissa got hurt by that incredibly record cold. I wouldn't let that bother you, because it may be another 100 years until we have that problem again. Anyway, to my point, my book has 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. It is printed on high quality paper, and it is a hardback book. It needed to be for all of that color and all of those pages. You know, color and high quality paper weigh a lot, and all that ink. And so as a result, it needed to be a hardback book. Sure, I could have cut costs by putting it in the paperback form and by using fewer photographs, but I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to compromise the quality of the book. And by the way, I need to say I self-published this book, so I didn't have to make those decisions and agree to them by some publishing house. I was sick of that. I'd had four other books that I had done, and compromise is their byword. In this case, I had to make my decisions myself, and I said, I don't want to compromise. I will compromise on cost by not putting it in stores, not putting it on Amazon, and watching them mark the price way up. I'll just make sure that I keep the price really low and to make it affordable to my radio audience, my readers, other people. So the book's only $34.95. For that kind of a price, you normally would get a paperback, and you normally get a book about two-thirds this size with not too many photographs. Go and look in the bookstores. You'll see what I'm talking about. This has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is The Basics of Gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a permanent, perpetual calendar of 48 pages, 4 pages per month of what needs to be done in each month in your landscape and garden, written for every county in the state of Texas. The whole book is. Chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. I've never been asked to refund any penny. There are two ways you can buy the book. I sign every copy as it sells. One way is to call my office Monday through Friday, this week, Monday through Thursday. And the other way, the better way, is to go to my website and order it directly there. You can do that right now. The website is neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you do that, then I'll be getting those books out within just a day or two. neilsperry.com. The other way, as mentioned, you can call to my office Monday through Thursday from 9 to 5, and that is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, but that better way is at neilsperry.com.
We had foundation repairs at the Sperry House several years ago, so I called my friends. I did the same thing I'm suggesting you do. I called Advanced Foundation Repair. They came to our home. Their estimates are always free. Their work is affordable. It always is. Not just for me, for you as well. Give them a call. 214-333-0003. If you need foundation help, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
Baylor Scott & White Health knows you have places to be and twigs to prune. That's why the MyBSW Health app offers you virtual care when, where, and how you want it, right from your phone, so you can get back to what keeps you going. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
Tommy is our pastor. That's our church, and we would love to have you come to our church as soon as today. In many ways you can do it. There is an 8 o'clock service. It's halfway done now. Don't go to that one, but come at 9 or 10:05 or 11:10. And we're not sure which of the last two services we'll be attending today, probably 11:10. Come to any of those. The 10:05 service live streams at sharingtheheart.org. That's a good way to attend if you can't get out and about. Let me tell you about Wild, and this is the First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney at 315 North Church Street. Wild Birds Unlimited, the McKinney store at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway near Tom Thumb. They invite you to stop by for all of your bird feeding and bird nesting and bird identification needs. They are just south of Tom Thumb, just south of El Dorado Parkway on Hardin. They're just north. I'll give you one reference point that's north of something. It's north of the football stadium in McKinney by about half a mile. There you go. Wild Birds Unlimited. They're closed on Sundays, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And you'll find cheerful people who love wild birds and identifying them and talking to you about them and supplying all of your needs. This time of year, you're thinking about the hummingbirds that are going to be coming anytime now. You're also thinking about the possibility of birds nesting in your yard and what kinds of feeds you need to help the young parents and feed their fledglings. All of that is important, and bird baths and all the accessories that can go with those. They have everything, and it's all first-class material. You know, I tire quickly of places that try to sell bird supplies, and you look at it, and it's just dime store stuff. And boy, at Wild Birds Unlimited, they have quality built into all of their products. They're carefully engineered and designed by the National Office and researched, and they are great. Wild Birds Unlimited, again, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, right beside Tom Thumb. Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney.
Hi, I'm Alexis with Cornelius Nurseries in Sugarland. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
Callaway's and Cornelius Nurseries are one and the same, and Sugarland is clear down by the Texas Gulf Coast. They are really branching out. Good for them. Let's go to Mike in Springtown. Mike, I have a minute or two. I may have to put you on again the other side of our newscast, but let's get a try. I think maybe I can help you.
Hey, thank you, Neil. Really appreciate your show and your book. You've turned a couple thank of you. Black thumbs a little semi-green, I guess. So,
all right.
Sandy loam soil is just kicking our rear end here west of Springtown. I just don't know that I can get enough nitrogen in the soil to kill out the weeds and the nut sedge, stickers, whatever we call those things. But I've tried a couple of different chemicals. I put nitrogen out every couple of months, and it's the pure nitrogen, none of the phosphorus or the other ingredient that's in those things. And I'm almost to the point where I want to strip away 6 inches of dirt and bring in some topsoil. But I mean, the expense of that on a couple of acre tract of property is ridiculous. So,
no, you don't have to do that.
Looking for some thought.
what you'll have to do, 2 months is probably too long to expect nutrients to stay around. This is like somebody who's had stomach surgery. They have to take 7 meals a day. I'm not a doctor by any measure, but that's what I hear. And the very small meals, you're going to have to feed that grass probably on 6 week turnaround or 5 week turnaround and less at a time. There's nothing to hold the nutrients there. The timed release fertilizer will be your key. That's where you get a bunch of the nitrogen in slow release form. It's possible to have an all nitrogen fertilizer that is all fast release, and it'll be gone in 3 weeks. So you might want to check the specific product that you've been buying and see how much of it is encapsulated or coated, how much of it is timed release. If you don't know how to check that, you probably do. If you have 2 acres, you're probably familiar with that. But make sure that you have a third to 40% of the nitrogen in slow release form. You need to time your application of pre-emergent weed killer very carefully, because for grass burrs, In Springtown, you need to have it out about the 15th or so, 10th to the 15th of March, and then repeat it 10th to 15th of June. And that would be with Halts, Dimension, or Bayland. I'm against my newscast right now. I'm going to let Mike see if you need to come back after the news. Folks, we'll be right back.
DFW's News Talk Traffic and Weather Station. News Talk 820 WBAP. And now on FM at 93.3.
Streaming live on our free mobile app.
A Cumulus Media Station. Trending now.
Speaking out against the terror attack, I'm Lori Waffenschmidt from the Novak Motors 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com. WBAP's first traffic and weather.
On the ones.
In Dallas, an accident blocking the right lane of 35E Frontage Road northbound at Market Center Boulevard. And in Southeast Dallas, an accident affecting the connector ramp, I-20 westbound, the connector to southbound 45. Your WBAP forecast, a wind advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. Today, cloudy with a 20% chance of showers, highs in the upper 60s, southeast winds 50 to 20 miles per hour, with wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour possible. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s. Right now, 58 degrees in Dallas, 59 degrees in Fort Worth. The world is speaking out against the terror attack at a concert hall in Moscow that killed more than 130 people.
The U.S. is joining other countries in condemning the horrific terrorist attack at a Russian concert hall. The mass shooting happened Friday night during a sold-out concert in Moscow. Russian officials say four gunmen stormed the venue, killing more than 130 people. Police arrested the suspects near the Ukraine border. Ukraine is denying any involvement. ISIS, though, is claiming responsibility for the attack. The U.S. reportedly warned Russia just days before that ISIS militants were determined to attack.
Fox's Chanley Painter reporting. In your money news, real estate brokerage company Compass Incorporated will pay $57 million as part of a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over real estate commissions. The New York-based company also agreed to change its business practices to ensure clients can more clearly understand how brokers and agents are compensated for their services. Compass follows several big real estate brokerages and the National Association of Realtors in agreeing to settle federal lawsuits brought on behalf of home sellers across the country who claim real estate industry practices unfairly force homeowners to pay artificially inflated agent commissions. I'm Lori Waffenschmidt, your next news update at 9 o'clock. Check back several times throughout your day and keep connected, DFW, to News Talk 820 WBAP and now on FM at 93.3.
All right, Lori, thank you very much. Let me tell you about Baylor Scott & White right now and some opportunities that you have, specifically the MyBSW Health app. Now, you need to download that today. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing in your garden. You plant the seeds, or you take the cuttings, or you plant the transplants. You give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden can thrive. At the end of the day, at the end of the season, your garden is in your hands. And Baylor Scott & White believes that your health needs to be in your hands as well. And that's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take care, charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right there at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you can have the health care right in your own pocket, so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download that MyBSW Health app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. MyBSW Health app today. BSW is Baylor Scott & White. MyBSW Health. Download the app today. Again, from Baylor Scott & White Health.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
I want to tell you about Ace Hardware right now because I want to get you in the door at Ace Hardware. I know once you go in and you hear their voices say, "Thanks for coming in. How can we help you?" And in this one case, at least, you know that they mean it because they're going to try to assign you to the right person. The person who knows how to mix the paint, or the person who knows how to solder, or how to assemble a plumbing manifold, or whatever it is, or how to glue wood together, whatever. All the different things that it takes to make up a hardware store. Ace Hardware. There are 40 North Texas Ace Hardware stores that joined together to sponsor my broadcast here and over at KLIF, and I appreciate them very much. I hope you'll let them know. Well, in this case, by the way, they're the place with the helpful hardware folks, too. You know that. At this point, let me tell you that you can stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer to find a great deal on Ace all-purpose lawn fertilizer for all grasses. 5,000 square foot coverage for $24.99. Save $2 with your Ace Rewards card and pay only $22.99. There's a limit of 2 bags. Apply it anytime during the growing season. It feeds your lawn in one easy step. It builds strong, deep roots to protect from drought and heat. It's controlled-release feeding, lasts for up to 8 weeks. It's formulated for quick greening as well, so you get the best of both worlds. Ace Stores, parts of our neighborhoods. There are people you already know. You may serve on committees with them at church or in Little League or some other place. This is Ace Hardware for all-purpose lawn fertilizer for all grasses, 5,000 square foot coverage, regular $24.99. You can get up to two bags for $22.99 each. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Baylor Scott & White Health is always right in your pocket, so you can keep the hard work going and keep your healthy plants growing. Put your health care in your hands with the MyBSW Health app. Download it now.
That's Mike Bass. That's my buddy. That's the guy who's answering the phones for me right now. If you call us at 800-288-9227, 800-288-WBAP. And finally, we're going to talk about Callaway's Nursery. They're sponsoring this entire hour of the program, as they have for many, many years. Thank you, Callaway's. Get into a Callaway's today. Let them know you appreciate that sponsorship. Indulge your passion for hanging baskets from Callaway's Nursery, where they're dedicated to offering you an assortment of all sizes and styles. They'll capture your imagination, and they're all 20% off today only. Hanging baskets add cool splashes of color up high, right at eye level, so every color and bloom can be enjoyed. A hanging basket near your front door will add instant impact and welcome your guests as well. Or to find a space on your patio to relax and enjoy their charm. You can surround yourself with hanging baskets filled with bright blooms of geraniums and petunias and so many more, and the lush green of a Boston fern. All that available to you from Callaway's. Hang them at different levels. Make a really creative statement with them. They're easy and delightful. Make your outdoor decor wonderful. A better garden begins with better plants, and that's exactly what you'll find at Callaway's Nursery. And more big news. Mark your calendar for two big events in one. All the Callaway's locations are celebrating the new Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea from First Editions at their Eclipse Viewing Party, April 8 from 1 to 2 p.m. That's cool. For more details, check out their event page at callaways.com. That'll get you to look at that. The event page at callaways.com. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. It's Callaway's Nursery. There are more than two dozen of them around the Metroplex. They are life lived beautifully. It's Callaway's.com.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
And now on FM at 93.3.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood, Callaway's, help you. I'm Sarah from the Hebron Store, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Sarah. That's perfect. That's what we wanted right there. So we're ready to go back to the phone lines. Mike was, I think, satisfied with the answer I gave him for the sandy soil. You just have to do things more often, and on the pre-emergent for grass burrs, you have to time it really carefully. Those pre-emergents will work, but you have to hit the timing exactly right. We have a question very similar coming up next. You have to hit that timing so perfectly, because better a day too early than a week too early than a day too late with pre-emergence. But anyway, I guess he was satisfied with my answer. He's welcome to call back if I missed some point that mattered to him. And again, the phone number, if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Jim is in Keller. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I use the weed eggs, you know, March and September every year. And this year I added an extra bag of weed. I'm not sure. It wasn't weed and feed, because I know you don't approve of that much, but this year it seems like I have a lot of grass weed or grass type weed, and then the clovers.
Okay.
It's a St. Augustine. St. Augustine is the type of grass I have.
Okay, good. That helps to know. When was the pre-emergent applied in 2023, especially the second half of 2023?
In September, probably the first or second week of September.
Well, that timing is really critical. Tell me what kind of weeds you're seeing out there now. You said clover.
It's a lot of clover, but the rest of it's kind of a grass weed. I'm not sure what that would be called. Seems like it comes up in clumps.
Okay. Does it appear to be something that comes back from clumps that were there last year, same places?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be taking a chance with my answer. My answer may be wrong. I want to warn you of that, and you may want to have the take one of those clumps in to have it identified.
Okay.
And I'll tell you how basically you can maybe do that identification yourself. First of all, I'm trying to think where I want to start on this. First of all, the pre-emergent that you use in September really needs to be applied the last few days of August up until about Labor Day. So if you start drifting into mid-September, you might be too late for a pre-emergent for winter, for cool season grassy weeds. Just hear me out. This is going to be really convoluted. So for cool season grassy weeds, things that germinate while it's still pretty warm, but that do most of their growing when it's cool or cold, and then look ugly right now. Think about bluebonnets. Bluebonnets sprout in September, October, and they flourish in March and April. These weeds that we're going to talk about are doing the same thing at the same time. They're coming up in September, growing in October to get established, and then they really start to grow in February, March, and they're nasty looking by April. That's the cool season grassy weeds. That would be rescue grass, ryegrass, and annual bluegrass. That's why I asked if these were coming back from the same clumps from last year, because if that's the case, that's not an annual, that's a perennial, and pre-emergent weed killers won't help with those at all. The most common of those, and it is really common, is a weed called Dallas grass, D-A-L-L-I-S, grass, all one word. And Dallas grass is a booger bear. It makes big clumps that, well, not big, but dinner plate size clumps that are dark, dark green and really tenacious. They're leathery. And they're greening up now all over town. The other grasses I'm talking about are much wispier. You could almost pull them out with your hands on when the ground's wet. You could not pull out Dallas grass clumps with your hands. You'd need a very big shovel to dig them out. So that might be a way to identify the difference in them. The only way with Dallas grass to get rid of it is spot treat or dig it out with a shovel. And spot treat with a glyphosate-only weed killer applied only to the clump. That gets, like I say, I'm now off to Mars with my answer. The pre-emergent would work on rescue grass, ryegrass, and pretty well on annual bluegrass. It's beginning to build up resistance. And so those three pre-emergents are Halts, Baylan, and Dimension. They're applied late August, very early September, and they'll keep it from coming up. This year, there is a good bit of annual bluegrass that has come up. It's a wispy little thing. Looks like a shaving brush. It's tiny. And the little seed heads are very tiny. So I don't know which one you have, but
I think it's going to be that wispy. I think it's going to be the wispy bluegrass. That sounds more like it. And I probably missed the pre-emergent by a week or two even.
You might have, but in fairness now, and here's where I'm ruining my own answer. There is a massive outcry from the professionals that the pre-emergents are not doing as good a job as they used to, that the annual bluegrass is building a resistance to them. And the U.S. Golf Association in Georgia is doing a lot of work on figuring out other means of controlling annual bluegrass, Poa annua. And so you're not alone. If you have annual bluegrass, a Texas certified nursery professional can tell the difference in every weed I just described. Callaway's, our sponsor for this hour, has several certified nursery professionals at each one of their nurseries. So you can take samples in and they'd be able to help you. So do a lot of other nurseries, but Callaway specifically does it every one of theirs. So that would deal with that. And if that's your weed, then it's going to be a little more difficult to control because of that. And there may be some new products that come into the market as that research is done. But the USGA is working hard on it, and so is the University of Georgia. A lot of that research comes out of Georgia because that's where a lot of the golf research comes from. Strange as it will seem to you, that grass is used as the greens on the West Coast on Pebble Beach and other very fine golf
courses. Well, it looks like it could be used for a golf course.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, now let me go to the clovers. There are pre-emergent weed killers you can use for the clovers. The ones that we've already talked about don't do a very good job on broadleafed weeds, the non-grassy weeds. Gallery is the one that will do a good job on those. And it goes down same time, same way in early September, late August. But you also can come back in November when you see them and they're up and growing, and you can apply a broadleaf weed killer spray, something containing 2,4-D, 2,4-D, and that will kill them. You can use that same spray in the very early spring, like in February, before they start blooming and going to seed. You could use it now, and it would get rid of them. I used some on my driveway the other day. I have some oxalis and a few other things that have come up in my driveway, and it's pavestone. And so that's what you would use for the broadleafed weeds, and it's safe on any lawn. Just don't get it close to trees and shrubs, up into the trees and shrubs. So that's my convoluted answer. You see why I try not to go through that answer every week, because it takes half of the program just to do that.
Well, thank you for your advice. I rely on you, and my friend in Dallas relies on me. So anyway, we both appreciate your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. You have Keller, you have a wonderful, you talked to Greg over at Callaway's. He is a veteran in that organization. He'll help you. Just a great nursery person. Thank you, sir. All right, let me tell you right now about my book offer to you, and I hope that you might be of interest with it. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is on sale, and it is just $34.95. The price you'll see right on the cover is $38.95, and I decided to mark it down to help you get a reference that would help you with all of your gardening endeavors. This has been a tough since the pandemic. People have had to do a lot of major work in their landscape. The pandemic, but since the great freeze that came right at the end of the pandemic, 2021 in February, that just annihilated things. And so I put the book on sale at that point. I had a hard time getting this printing finished because of paper shortages. You remember all the shortages? Well, I was caught in that one too. So I put the book on sale at $34.95. It has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 covers all the basics of gardening in Texas. How do you understand the soils of Texas and how you deal with the different types of soil? The climatic zones of Texas, the rainfall areas of Texas. How do you deal with all of those? Chapter 1 pertains to all the other 10 chapters. And then Chapter 2 is a perpetual calendar. People continually ask, Neil, when should I do this? When should I do that? Well, here it is in the calendar, 48 pages that tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants that you're trying to grow. It's 4 pages per month of what needs to be done in each month. I've never put it in a book before, so there you have it. Chapters 3 through 11 are very detailed chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. All of it right there, waiting for you. All that information, 840 photos to identify the various things for you, all the good plants that you want to grow, all the problems that you likely encounter, it's all right there for you. And it's a hardback, high-quality paper. I went to all the press checks to make sure the colors were representative of the things they're trying to portray, and it's there. I sign every copy as it sells. That's why I didn't put it in stores. That's why I didn't put it on Amazon. You buy it directly from me, I sign it, and I take it to the post office for you. Here are the two ways you can buy it. You either call my office Monday through Friday, this week Monday through Thursday, closed on Good Friday, and that phone number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The better way, though, is to order it right now at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. SPERRY.com. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed.
Thanks again to our sponsors for this hour. Baylor Scott & White Health. Take control of your health care anytime, anywhere, when you download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
For the finest in tree care that is unexcelled anywhere in the state of Texas, probably anywhere in the South, it's Arborological Services. Steve Hauser founded this company 43 years ago, 1981. And one of his goals when he began was to be the best he could possibly be with his company and never to worry about trees in Beaumont or El Paso, just the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And that really has served him well. He knows the problems that are being encountered in the local area. He knows the windstorms that have come through. He knows the cold that has been experienced. He knows the soils and the other factors that are in this area. And Steve he would not be pleased with me for saying he knows all these things. He has 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists working alongside him. He goes up in the trees with his teams, maybe less now than he used to, but he still is actively involved. And he and two others on his team have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. He is just one of the team, and it's a great team, an awesome team. They will serve your trees mightily. You need them to do the work on your trees, just like we have at our home. It's Arborological Services. The way you know somebody's really good is when other companies try to steal the look or the name of even the company, and it happens. I see it all the time. I call Steve. I say, are you aware that so-and-so is doing this? There's a company out there that looks like you because they've almost adopted your name or your look. I say, okay, it's happening again, huh? And so that's Arborological Services. The way you can be sure you're getting the real one is by calling 866-552-7267. Or you can ask, does Steve Hauser own this company? And if they say yes, you say, all right, you're the ones I want. 866-552-7267, arborological.com, Arborological Services.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone. Leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair. Let me tell you about them. If you have a house that just isn't functioning the way it used to, the doors don't work. You have to go out through the windows. Oh, now they don't work either. It's time to call Advanced Foundation Repair. There's going to be some of that going around in the next few weeks because it's going to start to get hot and dry and the soil is going to shift, and so will a lot of foundations, a lot of slabs in North Central Texas. And when that happens, they're going to get very, very busy. I would recommend you call them now while the soils are moist and while a lot of the houses don't apparently have foundation problems. The problems are there. If you had a foundation problem last summer, you still have it unless you've taken corrective action. And better to have them fix it right away than to let it get worse and worse and worse. You know those cracks that develop in the grout or in the mortar? Those cracks can get a lot worse, and they can begin to go across the bricks, across the tile. Heaven forbid that happen. You need to contact Advanced Foundation Repair. Don't let the sheetrock, the plaster, whatever. Don't let it start cracking. You need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Been advertising for them for 27 years. People have repeatedly told me how pleased they were with the work that they have done for them. Here's the phone number. It's 214-333-0003. It's a melodic phone number. You do not have any obligation to them when they come out. There's no cost to have them inspect your home and determine if there is any kind of a problem going on with your foundation. If there is no problem, they'll tell you that. If there is a problem, they'll tell you what it is, where it is, how bad it is, and what it would cost to repair it, to restore it, fix it, repair it, whatever. And then they'll discuss the guarantee with you at that time. If you decide to have them do the work, it'll be done wonderfully. Advanced Foundation Repair, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003.
We at Callaway's are proud to offer the finest in plants, products, and services. I'm Lori from the North Arlington Callaway's. We're proud to be sponsoring this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
All right, Lori, thank you. And I am really short on time. I'm just going to encourage you to deal with the SPCA of Texas, SPCA, and their Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive, or the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market, 878 in Waxahachie. The report's too long to read, and so I just encourage you to adopt a stray at one of the animal care centers. Mike Bass, nice job on running my program today. We got it done. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Until next week, happy gardening.